Our next item is a final item for Future Fisheries Improvement Programme. The Future Fisheries Improvement Programme continues to provide funds that restore fishery habitat in streams, rivers and lakes for the benefit of wild fisheries. Applications are reviewed twice a year by a citizens' review panel. The review panel at this time is recommending 10 out of 12 projects be funded for the winter cycle for a total program cost of $277,575 with a total match of $2.15 million. This would leave $375,000 in the account for the last two funding cycles. It's worth noting that this program is becoming increasingly competitive, and in order for projects to get funded, they have to be very competitive, including providing matching dollars. During the public comment period, two comments were received, one in support and one requesting information. The department recommends the Commission approve the winter 2020 funding cycle as presented.
Chairman, I move the Commission approve the Citizens Review Panel funding recommendations for the winter 2020 funding cycle of the Future Fisheries.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. If there's going to be comment, please start coming forward. Comment from the Commission. Mr. Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Again, Clayton Elliott, Montana Trout Unlimited. Just wanted to be brief. These projects have been through a robust review process, both from the review panel, the commission, or the department and others. This is a really critical program for the work that we do. Trout Unlimited and a number of our chapters have projects in front of you today. Look forward both. I probably can't offer as technical of an update on some of the projects as our staff can, but certainly look forward to the opportunity for many of you to come visit these, both the, some of the highlights, Cottonwood Creek down on Blacktail Deer Creek, and then Bowles Creek and Nevada Creek with our big Blackfoot chapter. This program is incredibly helpful doing a lot of the work that Trout Unlimited and our chapters do in terms of providing both landowner benefits, ecological benefits, and being good for fish. And then I would just end with saying, not only is this really helpful for, you know, that we leverage matching grants, but this program is helpful for us to be able to go to those private donors, to be able to leverage additional funds, to be able to put these projects together, again, that are good win-win solutions. So thank you, and we appreciate the due diligence on these projects. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Further public comment? Any discussion, comment from the Commission? I just want to say thanks to Mr. Elliott and Trout Unlimited and the chapters for, you know, their continued participation. It does help these dollars go farther. And for the committee that reviews these and the work that goes in, it's always very thoughtful. So,
on number 11, Risa Reservoir, I visited with the BLM manager of office the other day. He gave me said the Risa Reservoir actually, after measurement, holds. But they do have a slight problem. They only have an allotment for 4 cubic feet of water, so they're going out for public comment and trying to increase that, watching for announcements to be able to put in. And I totally support it. It's just upstream my property.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Any further comment from the Commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.